Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Soldano City Council is having a public hearing on July 27th, determining if a ballot measure should go before qualified voters on October 4th. It relates to the Fieldhouse Project, including authorizing the city to incur general obligation debt in the amount not to exceed $15 million for construction and sending the question of incurring said debt to the voters at the upcoming municipal election. Soldano Public Works Director Cal Cornelis tells KSRM.
In order to fund the project, some general obligation bond debt is required, and so council will need to consider the ordinance placing the question on the ballot and authorizing the bond debt. That's why the public hearing and the ordinance will be heard on July 27th.
Cornelis provides details on the building's design.
It's a 42,000 square foot pre-engineered metal building. It's got various turf and sport court flooring so that it can accommodate a variety of different functions. It's a fully ADA accessible building. It's got an upper level track for walking and jogging, a general purpose room for party rentals and small events and things of that nature. So it's a very kind of a big open multi-purpose facility. It would be adjacent to the sports complex. There would actually be a connection facility that would connect the existing sports complex to this proposed new building.
As of June 2022, the cost estimate for the field house is $19.5 million. The city administration recommended that the majority of the project costs be financed through debt service, with the remaining portion covered through a combination of grants, support from foundations, private donations, and a contribution from the city's general fund. If approved by the council and voters, the $15 million would be used to complete the project, including site work, construction, inspection, furniture, fixtures, and equipment. A similar ballot measure went before the voters in Soldotna in 2019, which proposed $10 million in bonds, but that failed to pass. Governor Mike Dunleavy recently signed House Bill 265 into law. It's a piece of legislation that eliminates administrative red tape on providers and gives health care providers licensed in the state the option to deliver health care via telehealth without an in-person visit when appropriate. The law also requires parity for Medicaid reimbursement rates of all services delivered via telehealth. Bill sponsor House Representative Ivy Sponholt spoke on the legislation earlier this year.
House Bill 265 seeks to create essentially a legislative framework for expanding permanent access to telehealth without giving up our state oversight and insurance that we can be protecting Alaskans in a lot of ways. It does this by expanding access to telehealth while maintaining statutory and regulatory flexibilities that have made it easier to get access to care, ensures that all healthcare providers licensed in Alaska will be allowed to deliver healthcare without an in-person examination, and it ensures telehealth delivery and Medicaid payment services related to behavioral health and opioid use disorder and medication-assisted treatment are able to continue.
The legislation prevents disruption to the state's health care system by getting rid of administrative red tape for providers, requiring equal pay for equal work from Medicaid for services delivered via telehealth, and make sure that all Alaskans have access to care. The legislation also would improve access to out-of-state specialty care by allowing follow-up through telehealth after an in-person visit, as well as patient consultations via telehealth for life-threatening conditions. House Bill 265, without it, Alaskans reportedly would have risked losing expanded telehealth access when the federal public health emergency expired this month. Over 40 health care organizations from across the state of Alaska have supported the legislation. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.